بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من جر ثوبه خيلا لم ينزل الله إليه يوم القيامة. فقالت أم سلمة فكيف تصنع النساء بذيولهن؟ قال برخين شبرا. قالت إذا تنكشف أقدامهن. قال فيرخين ذراعا لا يزدنا. رواه داود الترمذي قال حديث حسن صحيح. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever drags his garments out of pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not look at him with mercy on the day of resurrection. Umm Salama radiallahu anhu asked, what will the women do with the hem of their garments? He replied, they shall let it hang down one span beneath half the calves. She said, if that is the case, their feet will be exposed. He said, they shall let it hang by one arm and not more. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever drags his garment out of pride, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at him with mercy on the day of resurrection. Umm Salama radiallahu anhu asked, what shall the women do with the hem of their garments? He replied, they shall let it hang down one span beneath half calves. She said, if that is the case, their feet will be exposed. He said, they should let it hang by one arm and not more. So they cover up the whole feet. And feet is not from satar, hands, feet. And at the beginning, obviously, the face, but then because of fitna, then even the face became satar. But the hands, feet is not satar. But even then, for women, cover your feet too. So they will do that. They will cover their ankles, they'll cover their feet also. So, right up to the bottom. They're allowed to do that, and that's what they're supposed to do. So our mother, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala, and Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala, ask a beautiful question, what about women? So there's no such thing as takabbur for women in hanging their clothes. That is what they're supposed to do. Because the most important thing for awrah is awrah. Awrah means conceal. Awrah means to hide, to conceal. And this is why we call awrah, awrah. This is why we call women awrah. وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٍ. It's in the Quran too, in the Surah Ahzab, in the 21st Juz, Allah says, وَمَا هِيَ بِعَوْرَةٍ. Awrah means to hide, to conceal. And this is why she's called awrah. So cover up, so they're allowed to cover, even up to one hand, one arm length over, right up to, so they can cover the whole feet. Allah enable us to act.